It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Thanks, Seth, and we welcome you into Troy High School for Stump State semifinal action here on the girls' side, 1A Division 1. Here in Troy, America, it's Jake and Boz here on 103.9 FM. Megan Sturton back in the studios, and we've got a good one for you here. Battle of the Bluebirds coming from Gossel on a three-plus-hour drive up here to Troy, Kansas to take on the host team in the Troy Trojans. Again, I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by my partner, Chris Boswell. Jake and Boz on a mic, Boz, and we love being courtside once we look at sub-state basketball action.
You know, it's one thing to do a show on Friday night and talk about all the games that just happened.
Yeah.
It's another thing to be in the gym, ready for the game. I love it. We don't get to do it that often anymore, but being able to broadcast the game and bring out the action of what's happening, very cool deal.
We got a lot to get through tonight from the standpoint of one of these two teams will go and play for a sub-state championship game later on this week. The other team's season will come to an end. We'll start on the Gossel side of things here tonight, Boz, in our pregame show. Is our title sponsor here for this is Rainbow Communications here for 103.9 FM's coverage of high school basketball. But the Gossel Bluebirds, they make a long trip up here coming into this ballgame with a 14-6 record. They hail from the Wheat State League out there in South Central Kansas. But 19-year head coach Ryan Hoops, their best player, not able to go here tonight due to an injury early in the season, but a very young team coming here from Gossel.
Yeah, it is a really young team. They've got four freshmen on the roster, a lot of them playing. You mentioned Bella O'Neill, one of their best players early in the season, absolutely lighting things up. She goes down with a meniscus injury in her knee, and coach said, man, I feel like she's ready to go. She's jumping around. She's bouncing around. She wants to play, but they can't get the doctor released, so she's not playing tonight. But he also made the comment that they've learned to play without her. That was before break. So they've had 2 full months of playing without her. They've got a lot of good guards on this team. They're not a big team. A lot of girls about 5'6", 5'7", heavy guard-oriented team here.
Very much so. I mean, they've had struggles this year, Coach Hoops told us, with teams that have length, that have long arms, especially in full-court pressure situations. The winner of this game, well, this is the 4-5 matchup in this 1A D1 sub-state. The winner of this game will take on the winner of Waubunsee and Rural Vista. They'll be coming up on Saturday in Clifton Clyde for the sub-state championship game. Flipping it now, Boz, to the Troy Trojan side of things. Led by head coach Derek Jasper's 29th season at the helm, 16-6. They just finished up their second straight NEKL regular season championship run this season, but led by none other than Harper Wettstein, an individual that we've talked many times about, not only in our show, but across the MSC Radio Network for what she's done, a D1 commit to Northern Iowa.
Yeah, it's hard to talk about the Troy Lady Trojans without talking about Harper Wettstein. I mean, she's a fantastic player going on to play at the next level, but here's the impressive thing for me. After last year's third-place team, I think there were some question marks. What's this team going to look like a year from now? Got a couple girls that came in, Haley Groff, new addition this year, but this team has melded well, and when you look at players other than Harper Wettstein, Haley Groff, Nicole Judd, Haley Williams, Allison Grable, this team's not deep, but those girls have played an integral part of this team's success this year.
Yeah, Coach Jasper is going to go about 6 players deep, is what he likes to do. Has had to go 7 deep if need be. Kyler Lutke will come in off the bench, potentially Avery Kosman as well as Elliot Geiger as needed. But this is a Troy team, you mentioned, doesn't want to go terribly too deep. Harper Wettstein, you mentioned her, Haley Groff as well. But for me, when I'm looking at this Troy Trojan team, if they want to have a repeat of what they saw a season ago, making it to a state tournament, placing in the top 3 of the state, you're going to need more than just Harper Wettstein. And I'm looking at the names like Haley Williams and Allison Grable. Allison Grable, she had a great state tournament season ago. Now, she's came back this year as one of the main post presidents for this Troy Trojan team, but a lot of the offense facilitates through her, whether it's setting screens, rebounding, second chance opportunity. And Haley Williams, a new addition this year, a 5'8" junior, only averages 3.5 boards a game, Boz, but she's that wrecker down low when they really need somebody at the point.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think when you look at this team and making a postseason run here, everybody knows Harper Wettstein is going to get her points. Teams are going to key on her. They're going to try to slow her down. And I think that the difference for this team can be Haley Groff, Nicole Judd. If those two guards can find open shots and knock down those open shots. We saw Nicole Judd last year in the state tournament. We saw her play earlier this year. She's a streaky shooter.
Yeah.
If you leave her open, she starts knocking down threes, getting hot from the perimeter. You better watch out.
And then Haley Groff, you mentioned her. She won our game ball last Friday, a couple Fridays ago, with her performance, and she poured 23 points into that ball game. That was for that Northeast Kansas League title game against Horton. And so Haley Groff can fill it up. Heck, she was a top three finisher in the Thunder Classic three-point shootout this season as well for this Troy Trojan team. I want to flip it back really quickly here to the Castle Bluebirds. Coach Ryan Hoops told us he will go eight or nine deep on his bench if he needs to here for this game. You talked about the young team that they got. We just had Bella O'Neill just come over and elbow us because we were talking with this Gossel team before the broadcast started a little bit. They're loose right now, Boz, for a long trip like this. They know they're up against a Goliath right now in this Troy team.
Yeah, and I think that's a little bit of a scary thing if you're Troy. Is this team is very relaxed, and there's not one player that you can just really lock in on defensively. They're going to have to play great defense. Troy plays 1-2-2 zone. They spread it out, long arms, try to get deflections. But it's tough to prepare for a team when you don't just have one person. You don't know who's going to hurt you.
Yeah, we're going to have our pregame timeout here in just a moment. When we come back from that, we will give you the starting lineups for these two teams. But before we take our final break, Boz, I want to get your keys here before our final pregame timeout. You're listening to the title broadcast sponsor of Rainbow Communications, bringing you this coverage of high school basketball here on 103.9 KNZA. Make it certain back in studio, Jacob Boz with you. But Boz, what are your keys for Troy to win this game?
So it has to start with Harper Wettstein. She's got to get shots. I would not be surprised if Gossel comes out in some sort of box of one, triangle two, trying to limit her touches, limit her shots. Troy's got to find a way to get her the ball and get her some open looks. Second thing is I'm curious to see how Nicole Judd and Haley Groff, how comfortable they are shooting the ball early in this ballgame.
We'll get you your starting lineups and opening tip-off. It's all on the way. You're listening to FM 103.9 FM. We are giving you live state coverage. Semi-final action here in the 1A-D1 bracket here in Troy, Kansas. Jacob Boz back with you after this timeout on the MSC Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in or around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland. For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're back to Troy, Kansas. Troy High School, the Cypher 1A Division I girls semifinal. All of some stay here tonight. Jacob Boz with you, Megan Sturton back in studio. We got Gossel, the 5 seed, traveling here to take on the 4 seed of Troy Trojans in this semifinal. Winner will get the winner of Wabunsee and Rural Vista. That's starting to tip it off down in Wabunsee. Opening tip off presented by Bob Schwartz Financial Services in Silver Lake. Starting lineups here tonight for Gossel. It'll be number 3, a 5'4" freshman, Mackenzie Voss. We'll say her name quite a bit tonight. Delaney Durchin, a 5'5" sophomore. Jaylee Schmidt, a 5'4" junior. Isabel Aldifer, a 5'7" junior. And Abigail Johnson, a 5'6" junior. In the center circle, it'll be Dirksen jumping it up against Haley Williams, and it's won by Gossel. Moving right to left across to your dial, Harper Wetstein, the 5'9" senior, all-time leading assist leader and scorer here in Troy history. And here's a shot by Gossel, taken on the backside, rebound by Nicole Joe. We'll get to the rest of the starters in just a moment. Nice find, Allison Grable off the window is good. And Troy jumps out to a 2-0 lead early. Joining Westside on the floor, 5'4" sophomore Haley Groff, 5'3" senior Nicole Judd, Haley Williams, a 5'8" junior, and Allison Grable, who just scored, 5'6" senior.
What a quick timeout. Turnover, full court pressure from Troy early in this ballgame, and Gossel's got to burn a timeout.
We'll keep this one right here. Again, Megan Sturton back in studios. We really jumped right into the action out of that last timeout. We gave you your starters, and early on you see Gossel win the tip bonds. They go a nice little baseline drive by Dirksen, her shot too strong, but a backside rebound by Troy, and they pushed it quickly up the floor.
Yeah, getting out in transition is going to be a key for Troy tonight. They like to run. They like to get down the court quick and not let a defense get set up. If you let the defense set up, that's when they can throw their fox and one or their triangle and two on Harper Westside.
You're seeing this, Troy, full court pressure as we're out of the Gossel timeout. Same starters for either way. It'll be on the far sideline. Triggered in here by Isabel Aldifer. Looking to get it in into the front court, and she does. The Voss, the senior, the freshman, excuse me, pops free, loose on the deck, diving bodies everywhere, picked up by the Bluebirds, and coming away with it is Dirksen. Fires it in the corner, 3 on the way from Voss is too strong. Backside rebound, 5-4, coming away with it is Dirksen. She'll swing top of the key now. Another 3 on the way by Gossel. This time it'll be from Voss. It'll be good, and it's 3-2. With the Bluebirds leading on top now, 3-2, 7:06 to go in quarter number one.
That's one thing I saw in warm-ups, Gossel. We talked about it. They're a guard-oriented team. They got several girls that can shoot from beyond the arc.
That was both. Nice entry here to Haley Williams. Left-handed baseline runner is good. Nice feed there from Harper Wetstein. And the Trojans retake the lead. It's 4-3, 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Quickly up the floor. Bluebirds have it, and a foul called here on Haley Groff will be her first, team's first.
Well, early in this ballgame, you can see the intent from Troy. They're really wanting to pressure Gossel. They're picking up man-to-man full court and then man-to-man right as soon as they cross the half-court line.
No points for Wetstein early, but 2 assists for the senior leader. 4-3, Troy with the lead, driving baseline here, losing the handle out of bounds. It'll go to the Trojans. Jaylee Schmidt, the 5'4" junior, tried to drive baseline. First turnover on the night for Gossel. Wetstein with the left-handed dribble breaks the timeline. The Trojans moving left to right. Weave action, handing it off to Groff at the right elbow now. Dribbles with the left hand to the left wing. And Wettstein, man-to-man defense here by the Bluebirds. Top of the key, Nicole Judge will fire a three. It's good. That's the difference maker. You get another player besides Harper Wettstein that can get it going offensive early. Quickly up the floor, Bluebirds break pressure, and the Wettstein just rips it away. Second turnover here on Gossel. Wettstein into the front court, steps through the defender. Left-hand layup is good. For Harper Wettstein, so good in the open court, finishing in with contact. 9-3 now, 5:50 to go in the first frame. Full court pressure here by the Trojans. What an atmosphere here tonight here in Troy. And another turnover. That's the third straight possession for Gossel with a turnover. And head coach Ryan Hoops looking over at his girls, putting his palms towards the ground, saying, calm down a little bit. The red, white, and blue theme here tonight, Bonds, and it's a great crowd for the Trojans.
Yeah, if you're Troy, that's exactly what you want. You may not get a steal in the front court against the press. You know, you may not turn them over, but you're speeding them up to the point where they're turning the ball over.
Groff drives into the middle of the lane. She's bumped and fouled. Will go to the line for two on the shot. Groff on the season, a 64% foul shooter. Foul will be called. We'll get to that in just a second as the first toss is true. Here for Haley Groff. One more to come. I still haven't put that up. I didn't see who it was on. It looked like it maybe was on Jaylee Schmidt. Second one is off the front of the iron. No, rebounded by Abigail Johnson. Another one of the upperclassmen for the Gossel Bluebirds. Boz mentioned at the top of the broadcast, just one senior on this team, a very young team. Nice entry pass right back down to Johnson. She head fakes on the shot, popped away and taken away by Wettstein. Turnover number four on the Bluebirds. Quickly up the floor. Groff, head fakes, dribbles, left lane line, shot off the window. No. Rebound gotten by Groff, still in the middle of the lane. Needs some help. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Troy basketball with 5 minutes even to go in this first period. And the Trojans leading 10-3.
Well, good to see Haley Groff being aggressive early in this ballgame. She's gotten downhill into the paint several possessions in a row here.
Gossel staying in man-to-man. Here's an entry pass to Williams. He lost her feet, but able to be picked up there by Groff. Now to Wettstein with the left-handed dribble into the lane. Nice head fake off the window is good.
Again, so good at finishing right in the middle of the paint there.
And a travel? No, a foul here will be called on Haley Groff, and that will be her second personal. So Coach Jasper will have to go to his bench, bringing in 5'7" sophomore Kyler Ludke to replace Groff with those two personal fouls.
So after the foul, Gossel with the inbound on the sideline in the backcourt, you're going to see Troy back into their, it's almost a 1-3-1 zone.
Into the short corner on the far side it goes to Dirksen. Entry pass down low to Johnson, drives baseline, kicked into the corner, three on the way, is spun in there. None other than Mackenzie Vaux. That's her second triple of the game. She has all 6 points for the Bluebirds, and she's one that not only Weiss noticed, but Coach Jasper noticed in his scout.
Yeah, that 1-3-1, you can get on the baseline. You have an advantage offensively when the help comes. They kicked it to the opposite corner for a wide-open three.
Wettstein gets a pass into the middle of the lane, and she took an extra step. Turnover number one here on Troy with 4:15 to go in the opening period. It's 12-6 Trojans. Full court pressure being applied here by Troy. Bluebirds trying to trigger it in. They do to a wide-open player in Dirksen. The quick lift to Abigail Johnson. Her layup no good. And she's slowly walking herself back. Coach Hoops says, let's go. Pick it up. Rebound to the Trojans. Wettstein looking to push. Up to Williams. Her step-through shot missed. But she's fouled and will go to the line for two.
Well, you mentioned a couple girls that we needed to see get going early in this ballgame. Nicole Judd has a three. Haley Williams, nice aggressive take to the basket. She's going to shoot some free throws.
Williams on the season, a 58% foul shooter. First toss on the way off the back rim. No. Into the game for the first time for Gossel to Haley Rosefeld. This is their lone senior, 5'6" senior in the game. She replaces Isabel Aldefer. 12-6 Trojans, 4:02 to go here in the first. Second free throw is true by Williams. So she's got three in the game. And then here's a deflection and a turnover. Steal here by Wettstein. Turnover number five on the Bluebirds. Shot missed there by Wettstein. She's begging for a foul.
Yeah.
On the rebound, it's collected by Gossel, and then a foul on Ludke.
Well, I think Troy's getting what they want right now, though. We've got four early turnovers from Gossel.
Entry pass, and a ball's free across the timeline. Picked up, though, by Dirksen. Here come the Bluebirds on the attack. Shot up by Schmidt. Spins out of there. Rebound by the shortest player on the floor, Vaz. It's Nicole Judd coming away with the rebound.
It's all about position.
Wettstein to the rack quickly. Her shot missed, tapped out of bounds. It'll be off of Troy and Gossel basketball.
The one thing I like right now, Troy is able to get to the rim basically at will. They're going to make these shots as the game progresses.
3:40 to go in the first. 13-6, Trojans with the lead. Dirksen's got it in the backcourt. Ball free on the deck. Lutke's got it now. Turnover, and she goes.
They're going to call backcourt on this.
Yeah,
they will.
Tough break. Tough break. Lutke had the steal right at the half-court line. She just kind of saw somebody open, teammate, threw it into the backcourt, though. So turnover for Gossel. Then a turnover by Troy to give it right back. Triggering it in on the far sideline, moving right to left across your dial are the Gossel Bluebirds. Here's Vogt. Weave action, hands it off to Dirksen, who picks up a dribble. Ball deflected, picked up here by Wettstein. Left lane line drive. Left hand is way up, is good, and Harper's got six in the game, increasing the lead to 15-6. 3:20 to go here in the first.
With Troy, 8 of their 10 shots here in the first quarter have come inside the paint.
Gossel trying to break pressure and able to dribble around. Lutke is Schmidt. She kicks it over to Johnson, now outside to Vogt, to the elbow. Top of the key now it is with Alderfoot. Step through on the pass, Vogt, now Dirksen. Into the short corner it comes. This is Schmidt. Head fakes on a three, skips it to the right corner. Senior, Rosefeld for three. In and out, rebound, Haley Williams for Troy. 2:50 to go, quarter number one. 15-6, Trojans. Quickly at the floor. Here's Allie Grable. Nice find from Wettstein. And she makes the basket plus the foul.
Great look down the floor from Wettstein, but here's what Troy's doing. They're able to get out in transition and got some easy buckets by doing that.
Just the court vision. You can't teach that. It's really, really hard.
Yeah, I mean, you have players sometimes that they're just able to not look at the ball when they dribble. They can keep their eyes open, and they can read what the defense is and then make the correct pass.
Free throw miss. Rebound Williams. Three up and through by Judd. That's a four-point possession. Or check that, five-point possession there by the Trojans. Judd, her second triple. Now Gossel, they fire a three with Vogt from the top of the key. That's an air ball out of bounds. And just like that, Boz, this was a 13-6 game. It's exploded, or 12-6, excuse me. It's exploded now to an 8-0 run by the Trojans. They lead 20-6 with 2:28 to go in the first.
So I told you one of my keys, finding another guard, Nicole Judd, Haley Groff, who was going to be able to knock down some shots right now. Nicole Judd, she's answering that bell.
Into the game for the first time is Lena Wiedmer. Nice little head fake once again by Wettstein. A little hesitation on that right lane line drive. Easy bucket for Harper, and now it's 22-6 Trojans. Wettstein goes for a steal, but comes up empty. Pass goes down low, and the basket will count and one for Claire
Clawson.
Clawson, thank you.
That time Harper went for a steal out near half court. Didn't get it. That put some pressure on the backside of the defense and led to the bucket.
Clawson, her first basket of the ball game. It's the free throw to go as well. The foul is on Allison Grable, her first, team's fourth. Wiedmer will go back out. So on the floor, it's Haley Croft back in for the first time since she picked up her second foul earlier in this quarter. 2 minutes even to go in the first. It's Groff, Wettstein, Grable, Haley Williams, Nicole Judd, the starting five here for the Trojans. Wettstein getting her ass, get the screen, goes into the lane. Nice dish to Williams, who couldn't hang on to it, but it goes out of bounds. It'll stay Trojan basketball.
If you're Coach Jasper, the one thing you've got to like about what your offense is doing right now is they're getting downhill. Almost all of their shots are in the paint. High percentage looks from Troy right now.
And we've got the officials are going to come together and discuss this right now because he pointed white ball, but you had, hey, I'm not going to try. Abigail Johnson was standing out there, and she was saying, hey, or not Abigail, excuse me, it was Haley Rosefeld, the senior right there, saying, hey, it's our ball, right? They get it corrected. Troy with the basketball, triggering it in to Haley Croft. Gets it now to Wettstein, who's right-handed dribble between the rings. Behind the back dribble, left lane line drive, kicks it out to Grable. Now Haley Croft, a left wing three on the way, off the back heel, no. Rebound, fought for, and Nicole Judd comes up with it in the short corner. Back out to Groff on the right wing, so dribble with the left hand into the lane. Floater is good, and the foul! Haley Groff covered so much ground with that dribble drive, but you talked about it earlier, Boz, her ability to put her head down and get into the lane.
Anytime you can break through the defense and get to the heart of the defense, that's in the paint. Anytime you can do that, really good things can happen.
Foul called on Claire Clawson, her first. So Groff 1-for-2 so far tonight from the line. This one is good. She's now 2 for 3 on the night. She's got 4 points in the game. Still some full court pressure being applied here by the Trojans. Bluebirds break it across the timeline and then turn it over underneath the basket. Turnover number 7, on Gossel. Again, that's one thing. Troy putting full court pressure on. They didn't get a turnover, but they sped Gossel up enough when they got in the front court. They were a little bit out of control, and it leads to another turnover. 1:15 to go. Quarter number 1, 25-9. Troy with the lead in. A right-handed dribble here for Harbor Westside across the timeline. Right wing it goes to Groff. Now Grable, top of the key, swings it back to the left to Groff. Grable, she'll fire straight away. 3! How about you? Allie Grable, not known as a marksman from beyond the arc, but she drops that one down. A deflection, another turnover on Gossel, they're 8. Here comes Westein in the front court, step through. Williams, her shot blocked, but she'll go to the line for 2 as they blow the whistle for a body foul here on Gossel. Here's what's interesting. The pressure that Troy is applying, it's really sped Troy up. You've heard me say that so many times here in the first quarter, but they only have 10 shots. Gossel, 10 shots in the entire first quarter. Williams makes the first. She has one more coming here. That was Allison Grable's 4th made 3 of the year. And just so you know, that's 17 shot attempts for Troy.
Oh,
they're turning them over. They're getting extra possessions. That's why the lead is 20 right now.
Second free throw spins out of there. Rebound to Gossel. So for the first time tonight, Sophia Flores, a 5'6" freshman who Boss says was lighting it up from the floor in warm-ups, onto the floor for the first time. Here's Volk. Right wing, 3 on the way. That's good. Third 3 in the game for Mackenzie Volk, their leading scorer. She's got 9 of their 12. 30 seconds to go, and the lead is 17 to 29 to 12, Troy. Westside gets double screen at the top of the key, drives left lane line. Baseline jumper is good.
Too easy.
They set a double stagger screen for Harper Westein on the left side of the court. She went around both screens. No help side defense. She got all the way to the rim for an uncontested layup. 10 points in the first quarter here. 31 in this quarter so far by the Trojans. 34 points. That was earlier this season against Horton, and that was a school record for points in the first quarter. Here's a ball on the deck, loose, and a foul. No, just a ball going out of bounds off of Gossel. Turnover number 9. So if Troy hits a 3-pointer here, Boz, they would tie the school record that they broke just 2 weeks ago for most points in one quarter.
I think it's going to happen.
7 seconds to go. Here's the entry in the backcourt. 2, Westside across the timeline. 3 seconds. Back behind the back dribble. 3 on the way. Missed. Rebound. Fighting for it there was both Johnson and Grable, but time has ran out of quarter number 1. After 1, it's 31-12, Troy. We're back after this 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Troy, Kansas, Jake and Boz with you, Megan Sturton back in studios. It's Class 1A Division 1 Girls Semi-Final Basketball on their substate here this evening, 31-12 at the end of quarter number 1 for the Troy Trojans, leading the 5th-seed Gossel Bluebirds. 10 points in the quarter for Harper Westein, 7 from Allison Grable, 6 from Nicole Judd, 5 each from Haley Williams and Haley Graf. Boz, I know you were looking at your stats as well.
Pretty balanced scoring for Troy, but here's really the difference. Troy's getting exactly what they want offensively. They're getting downhill, and then they're turning over Gossel, which has led Troy. They shot in the first quarter 12 of 19 from the field.
Pretty good. Troy starts the basketball here to begin quarter number 2. It's Westein, Groff, Williams, Grable, and Judd. Westein into the center, kicks it out. Groff a 3 straight away. Rims out of there. Rebound Johnson underneath the basket for Gossel. Quickly some man-to-man pressure being applied here by the Trojans. Breaking the timeline is Dirksen. Into the corner it comes. That's Williams. Now Vogt to the right wing. It's Aldifer. Gossel gets it in the near corner. It's Dirksen. Her 3 on the way. No. Rebound kick back out to her in the corner. She'll drive baseline. Now Aldifer, a 20-foot jump shot is good.
just inside the three-point line, and the Bluebirds get their 14th point of the night. First bucket for Isabel Aldifer.
The offensive rebounds, that's led to 5 points for Gossel. They haven't got a whole lot of shot attempts, but they're able to get a few extras with offensive boards.
Williams on the left wing, now to Judd between the circles. Right wing now to Groff. Screen action, nice find to Harper Westside. Step through the defender and lays it off the window and in.
Just another good downhill drive. Harper came off of a curl cut that time. Top of the key, curled down the lane.
Dirksen on the right block. Now to the right elbow, and Johnson into the outside right corner. That's Schmidt. She drives baseline, tries to get it to Bo. She's triple team. Loose ball picked up by Westside. Turnover on Gossel. Westside into the front court. Gets it over to Jett on the left wing. She'll fire a three on the way. Too strong. Rebound Aldifer for Gossel.
Why not?
Why not?
Cole Judge, she's feeling it. She was two for two up to that point. She wanted another one.
Now both across the timeline. Westside, the point of this zone here for Troy. Still moving right to left are the Bluebirds. Right wing to Vogt. Ball deflected. Vogt picks it up momentarily, and a foul will be called here on Harper.
Ooh, that's a tough one because Harper, they're both going after the ball, but Harper used her right arm to kind of keep the offensive player away from the ball.
Her first, team's first here in the quarter. It's 33-14 Troy. 6:05 to go in this first half. Triggering in underneath the Gossel basket will be Delaney Dirksen. To the left elbow. Here's Aldifer. Back to Dirksen on the right baseline. They swing it to the near corner. Left wing three on the way by Schmitz, an air ball. Picked up though by Aldifer on the back side. Ball loose on the deck. Picked up by Westside. Another turnover on the Bluebirds. Westside into the front court. Groff head fakes on a three. Drives in. Right block. Her shot missed. Rebound over to Grable, and Allie puts it in.
I think that was a pass.
Yes.
I think it was a pass. It was an alley-oop. Grable just couldn't get up to the rim. But 2 points nonetheless.
9 points in the game now for Allie Grable. It's 35-14 Trojan. Here's a ball deflected. Another steal here by Westside. Harper just doing everything she wants to do on the defensive side of things here for the Trojans. 5:23 to go here in the first half. 35-14 Trojans with the basketball. Here's Groff, a left wing, wide open three. How about you?
Haley Groff, she gets her feet set, came off that screen. Harper with a nice assist. And Haley Groff, she can knock down threes.
She's got seven in the game herself. Gossel breaks the timeline. Right wing, it's Johnson. Will drive right lane line. Nice find to Dirksen on the backside for the easy bunny.
Good look on the backside. Abigail Johnson drove to the right. Help side came to her, kicked it back across the lane for a wide open layup.
38-16, Troy. 4:57 to go in quarter number two. Timeout on the floor. It's just a 30, so we'll keep this one here. Timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. What's your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, Bob?
Are you asking me?
I am.
I've told you this. We've talked about this before. Jalapeno cheddar.
But they don't have
there is no jalapeno cheddar. They have jalapeno,
yeah,
and they got cheddar.
So you got to buy one of these.
I got to buy one. Maybe that's the marketing plan. You got
to. I got to buy two bags.
That's smart.
Dump them together. Okay, so with 4:57 to go in the first half, 38-16 Troy. You talked about it at the end of the first quarter. Troy's doing what they want to do. 12 of 19 from the field, all for the most part inside the lane. Defense turning into offense, though, is really what the Troy's mantra is.
Well, they have sped Gossel up, I think, to the point where they are incredibly uncomfortable, which has led to 12 first half turnovers, and that has then in turn led to Troy getting out in transition, getting some easy buckets. I think they have Gossel just really frustrated.
4:50 here, Groff moving, Troy with the basketball moving left to right. It's Grable, Groff, Metzstein, Williams, and Judd on the floor for the Trojans in their home white uniforms trimmed in blue.
And one thing we talked about before the game started was, what kind of defense were we going to see from Gossel?
Oh, Nicole Judd. What kind of defense? Well, there was no defense there on Nicole Judd. She's 3 for 4 from behind the half moon, and she's got 9 in the game.
I love it.
Deflection here on the defensive side by Haley Cross, and another turnover, number 13, here on the Bluebirds, and a foul on Gossel. It'll go against Delaney Dirksen. 41-16, 4:22 to go. That's Dirksen's first, team's first, here in the second quarter.
So back to my point I was making was, what kind of defense was Gossel going to throw at Harper Westside? And really, it's been a straight man. Delaney Dirksen is basically just face guarding, or trying to face guard Harper Westside.
Grable wide open for another three. That's good as well. She's made her fourth now, fifth three-pointer of the day.
Look at her smile.
She is beaming.
She doesn't know what's going on.
3:55 to go in this first half. 44-16 Troy with the advantage here. Into the corner, it's Vogt. She's guarded by Judd. Judd pokes it free momentarily. Vogt gets it back, throws it right to Weststein, though. Turnover number 14, run-out opportunity. Haley Groff, right-hand layup is good.
Another timeout. Guys, try something to stop the bleeding.
Timeout, Coach Hoops from Gossel. It's 46-16, a 30-point advantage here for the Trojans. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Troy, 1A1 girls, sub-state semifinal. It's a 4-5 matchup, and it's the home team all over the 5 seed in this one. The Troy girls leading at 46-16 out of Coach Ryan Hoops. Third timeout of the first half here for Gossel. Boz, this Trojan team, they're feeling really good right now.
They are. Well, and everybody feels good when you're shooting the ball real well. But what I think has created that was the ease that they were able to get downhill. That means defenders collapse, which then opens up kick-out shooters. And a lot of these threes that Troy's made have been wide open, feet set, with no defender on you.
Troy brings the press off here as Gossel breaks the timeline easily this time. It's Vogt between the rings, gets it over to Dirksen. Now high post flash to Johnson, who throws it into the hands of Nicole Judd. Turnover number 15. And then we got a foul here on Gossel. And this will be team foul number 2. It's going to be Abigail Johnson's second personal. Resetting your lineups here for Troy, and it's Nicole Judd, Harper Weststein, Haley Groff, Haley Williams, and Allison Grable on the floor for the Trojans. Into the left corner it goes. Williams picks up her dribble, needs help, finds Groff. High post action now to Grable. Right wing three on the way by Nicole Judd, who just smiled as if she heard you say, "Keep on shooting, kid."
Absolutely on fire.
4 out of 5. She's got 12 in the game here in the first half. It's 49-16, under 3 minutes to go in the half. Here's Vogt. Three from the right wing. Missed. Rebound backside to Nicole Judd. Judd up the timeline quickly. Gives it off to Weststein. Dribbles around the baseline. Nice find to Grable on the right block. Kick it out. Judd. Heat check time. In and out on that three. Williams fights for the rebound, but it goes out of bounds to Gossel.
I love it when things go right. When kids just get hot, and it doesn't matter, you just feel it. You just shoot. The basket seems really big. That time she shot and missed. Nicole Judd was like, "What? What? How did I miss that?"
She's basically like throwing a rock into a pond.
Oh,
right,
absolutely.
Now, is what
like
it is.
Michael Jordan, when he makes all the threes and he looks to the sideline, like, I don't know what's going on.
Down to the block it goes. Gossel now swinging around the perimeter. Into the near corner it comes. 3-pointer on the way by Rosefeld. Off the rim, no. Rebound to Grable for the Trojans. Here comes Haley Groff across the timeline. Left-handed dribble, left lane line drive, splits defenders off the window. How about you, Haley Groff?
Well, and I just like right now what Troy's doing. Everybody on the court, doesn't matter who's in, they're playing with such confidence.
Four different Trojans in double figures. They lead 51-16, 1:57 to go in the first half. On the right wing it goes. Dirksen drives baseline, trying to find it to her senior teammate Haley Rosefeld, but behind her in turnover number 16 here on the Bluebirds. 1:50 to go. Groff will come out with those two fouls. Kyla Lukey will come back in for Troy.
If you're Gossel, I think you're just looking for something, just something to go right. And they've done a few good things offensively. They had some paint touches and kickouts for threes, but it seems like when they do something good, then they follow it up with something bad. Turnover.
Entry pass down low. Grable. Nice turnaround in the lane. Too strong. Rebound ripped down there by Rosefeld as Gossel flipped it to a 1-3-1 zone that last possession. Now Gossel into the front court, into the corner. That's Jenna Flaming, a 5'5" junior. Pass deflected. Picked up though in the front court still by Rosefeld. Haley gets double teamed here. Way to save it in by Harper Weststein. Kept alive. Here come the Trojans on the attack. Turnover. Layup. It's good. Turnover number 17 now in the game for Gossel. With 1:08 to go, it's 53-16 Trojans. Entry pass taken away by Allison Grable.
Turnover number 18 now for the Bluebirds. Under a minute to go here. Here's Lukey. Left wing three on the way. Looked good from this angle.
I was going to say, why not?
Rebound taken there by Rosefeld. She's bumped by Kyler. So Kyler will pick up her second personal. Team second in the quarter. 51 seconds to go here in the first half. 53-16. Troy. Now, this game was fairly close as a three on the way is banged by Jenna Flaming from the corner. But it was 12-6.
Yeah.
Midway point of that first quarter. But since then, Troy has just really dominated. Again, defense to offense. Here's Lukey on the right lane line attack. Her shot too strong. Rebound backside there by Rosefeld. 53-19, 23 seconds to go in the half. Highland Community College halftime report coming up here momentarily. A tie-up as bodies hit the deck and possession will stay with Gossel. Substitution coming in for the Bluebirds will be Abigail Johnson, replacing Jenna Flaming, who just hit that three for the Bluebirds. Johnson a trigger from the far sideline. 20 seconds to go. They'll hold for the final shot here. Entry down low. I take that back, home for the final shot, Buzz. Nice entry down low to Dirksen, who able to make that shot. 7 seconds to go, 53-21. Westside into the front court. Looking for help, finds Judd. Nicole will fire a three on the way. It's good for Nicole Judd as time expires. Nicole Judd, Buzz, with 15. 5-for-7 from three. And we've reached halftime. 56-21. The Trojans leading the Bluebirds from Gossel. We're back with the Highland Community College halftime report after this 2-minute timeout here on the MSC Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. I'm welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha for over 53 years.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Troy, Kansas for halftime here between the Troy Trojans, the fourth seed here in the 1A Division I girls sub-state semifinal game against the fifth seeded Gossel Bluebirds. And it's all Trojans here at the half, leading Gossel 56-21 here at the halftime break. Welcome into the Highland Community College halftime show. Highland Community College online at highlandcc.edu. From here, you can see anywhere. Well, Boz, I guess I should introduce who we are, I guess. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Megan Sturton back in the studio. But, Boz, you've got an amazing shot chart. You've got amazing statistical categories. We'll get to our first half stats here in just a second. But before we dive into the numbers, that, again, early midway point, I guess, of the first quarter, it was 12-6 Trojans.
and Troy was kind of getting some things going. They forced some turnovers, but the offensive output really wasn't there yet for the Trojans. But since that mark, Troy has rattled off a 44-15 run to have this lead now at 56-21 at the half.
Well, Troy was incredibly efficient in this first half, and you mentioned the start of the game, and that's normal. I mean, you're trying to kind of figure out offensively what kind of defense are they running, how can we attack it, what sets are we going to run, and I think it helped early in the game, though, that Troy was able to get out in transition, get some easy buckets early on, and then there was that point about halfway through the first quarter where they just started getting some easy transition buckets, started knocking down some shots, and that lead just ballooned, and there was nothing Gossel could do.
We'll break into the numbers now here. First half statistics presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, as well as the first half stats here, Buzz. It's amazing what you're seeing here from both of these teams, specifically the Troy Trojans. Their shooting percentages are vastly different, but tell me on the breakdown here what you're seeing from this first half.
Well, there's some pretty big discrepancies here when you compare Troy and Gossel. Obviously, the scoreboard is one of the big ones, but here's one of the huge differences I feel like in this game. Troy got 35 first-half shots. That's a ton of shots in just a half of basketball.
Yeah.
Compare that to Gossel, who only had 18. Troy almost doubled them up on their shots. Now, Troy is shooting the ball at a really high clip right now, 60% from the field. They're 57% from beyond the arc.
Woo.
Thanks in part to Nicole Judd, who absolutely is just on fire. But, like I said, they've been very efficient. Even inside the paint, there has been zero mid-range jumpers from Troy. And I say mid-range, you know, 10, 15 feet outside the paint, inside the arc. Every one of their shots is either three or in the paint. And when they're in the paint, they're efficient. They're 13 of 21, 62%.
That's good.
In the first half. On the flip side of things, Gossel, they're 4 for 9 inside the arc. They're 4 for 9 outside the arc. 8 of 18 total for 44%. Not shooting the ball really well, but they're just not getting enough shots.
Not getting enough shots. We'll give you individual statistics now. Again, first half stats presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group, member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, and NEK Tax Services of Holton as well with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockov. Individual statistics leading the way, and this might be a shocker for the common listener when we say this for the Troy Trojans, because coming into this game, averaging just 5 points a game, but going 5 for 7 from behind the arc in the first half, Nicole Judd with 15 points in the first half. Upper Westside, who averages 25 a game, she has 14 in the first half. 12 points for Allison Grable, 11 for Haley Groff, and 4 for Haley Williams in the first half for Troy. For the Gossel Bluebirds, leading the way, Mackenzie Voth, no surprise there. She's the leading scorer on this team. 3 3-pointers for her 9 points in that first half. And then it drops down to Delaney Dirksen with 4, 3 each for Claire Clausen, Jenna Flaming, and then 2 for Isabel Aldefer. Get your halftime score. Troy Trojans leading 56-31. A score update from Class 1A Division 1 girls semifinal. This is from the Clifton Clyde Substate. Centralia girls leading the Frankfurt girls at the half, 43-14 in that Twin Valley League battle. Both of these two teams that we're covering here tonight locally, Troy and Centralia. Again, whoever comes out of this one here will be taking on the winner of Wabunsee in their matchup tonight. And then on the opposite side of the bracket, Centralia, you know, they're on a collision course to take on Opie in those as well. So both of our local teams looks like they're playing pretty well tonight. But those opponents, Lumi, you gotta finish this game here tonight first.
Absolutely. You gotta play two halves of basketball, so Troy's not worried about what's happening anywhere else. They're focused on finishing out this game. But I'll tell you what, that's substate, that's loaded. Opie, Wabunsee, Centralia, Troy.
Yeah.
I mean
Opie's playing Clifton Clyde tonight, mind you.
And Clifton Clyde's 16-8.
Yes.
Sevy Wirtz on that team.
Yeah.
I mean, she can flat score, so there's a lot of good teams in this substate, but I like what Troy's doing right now. And here's the thing I'll tell you. The way Troy's playing right now offensively, this team could beat a lot of people.
Yeah.
They're aggressive offensively. They're getting downhill. They're getting paint touches, kick-out threes. If they're able to shoot the ball, and sometimes this happens late in the season, you get into a substate and teams get hot,
maybe this is the start of that for the Troy Lady Trojans.
We saw it last year here in the same gym against Blue Valley Randolph on their route to a third-place finish in state. Can the Trojans do it again? It starts with this second half here today. Second half action coming up next. You're listening to FM 103.9 FM's coverage of the 1A D1 Girls Substate Semifinal Action. Troy leading Gothel 56-21 here on the MSC Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection. Online at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Omler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Thanks for listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report. Online at highlandcc.edu. Jacob Boss with you here, courtside in Troy. Megan Sturton back in the studio. Class 1A Division 1 Girls Substate Semifinal. Troy leading Gossel 56-21 at the break. And we get underway here in quarter number 3 with a quick layup by Haley Groff, giving her now 13 in this ballgame. On the floor for the Trojans, it's Williams, Judd, Grable, Groff, and Wetstein. Gossel to the right elbow. This is Abigail Johnson. Swings it into the far corner now. Schmidt, her three on the way. That's good. Her first basket of the game. Is we have flip sides now, just so you're aware. Troy going right to left across your radio dial. 58-24. Trojan lead here with 7:05 to go in the third quarter. Wetstein on the left wing. Kicks it top of the key. Nicole Judd thought about a three. Now Groff turns the corner, splits defenders, and lays it off the window and through. She's got 15 now in the game to tie Nicole Judd to lead the way for the Trojans.
Well, the thing I'm impressed with, Haley Groff, we saw her play a couple times early in this season, and I don't feel like she was aggressive offensively off the dribble. She's able to get downhill to the rim. She's had probably three of those where she's gotten all the way to the rim for easy layups.
Just a sophomore for this Trojan team, first year in the program. Gossel trying to trigger it in on the far sideline. Got it into Johnson in the front court still with Vogt. Now in the corner, Schmidt, she'll fire another three. Same spot, same result. That's a tough guard if you're Troy in that 1-3-1. It's not a traditional 1-3-1 where the baseline goes to the corner. What Troy does, they have the wing defender. If the pass goes from the wing to the corner, that defender that was guarding the wing has to drop to the corner. And that it sometimes it just takes too long. Foul here on Gossel's Abigail Johnson, her third. Team's first here of the quarter at 60-27. Troy leading Gossel into the game. Claire Clausen to replace Johnson. Troy will trigger it in from far sideline into Nicole Judd between the rings. Kicks it near side now on the left wing to Wetstein. Now Williams between the circles to Judd on the right wing. Posting up down low is Wetstein on the right block. Dribbles through her defender basically and flips it up and through. Upper Wetstein now has 16 in the game, and a tough shot like that, she made it look easy.
She's just really good at body control. She absorbed contact, and she initiated the contact. She went into the defensive player, absorbed the contact, and finished.
Dirksen has a pass deflected and taken away. Turnover number 19 on Gossel. Here's Whetstone. Nice dish over to Grable, who lays it in.
Unselfish basketball. Girls running the court. Grable filling the wing. Great pass across the lane for two.
14 now for Alley in this ball game. You've got Grable with 14, Judd with 15, Groff with 16, and Whetstone with 16. Shot missed. Rebound to the Bluebirds. Putting it up is Aldifer, but left it short. Rebound clear here by Williams. Gets it off to Whetstone. Harper across the timeline. To the right wing, it's Nicole Judd. Posting up down low is Grable. They can't find her. Now Groff in between the circles. Drives in the middle of the lane. Her shot missed. Rebound picked up by Whetstone on the left block. They'll reset. Now Groff driving in the left lane line. It's off her knee and out of bounds. Turnover here on Troy. And I've only got three. Is that accurate?
Four. That was the four.
Okay.
Three in the first half. Yep.
Four turnovers in this ball game for the Trojans. I mean, that's winning basketball right there. For really just making sure that you're taking care of it, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, they're just, you can see what happens when you turn over the ball 18 times. Your opponent gets twice as many shots at the basket. Troy's done a really good job taking care of the ball.
Simple math, right?
Yep.
Okay, Schmidt on the left wing. Pass to the top of the key and Oliver. Back to Schmidt. Ball free. Picked up here by Judd. Another turnover here on Gossel. Bodies hit the deck. And a turnover here by Troy. They give it right back. Up the floor quickly. Here's Booth. Tries to drive baseline. Cut off by Groff. Now down low to Dirksen on the right block. Oliver, top of the key. Head fakes on a three. Shoots from the right elbow. That shot missed. Rebound fought for. And Grable rips it away for Troy. 4:22 in the third quarter. All that remains here in this third. 64-27. Trojans with the lead. Led 31-12 at the end of the first. Led 56-21 at halftime. Here's Grable on the right block. Turn around. Shot missed. But she's fouled and will go to the line for two.
Well, I like the offense Troy is running against this man-to-man. They're running some stagger screens on the baseline. They run a single pick on the block and then a double pick on the weak side block. Running girls off of lots of screens, getting them a lot of good looks.
First free throw up by Grable is good. Alley on the night now. 1-for-2 from the line. One more free throw pending. Line change here coming for Gossel as Johnson back in. As well as Flores and Rosefeld. Staying on the floor is Aldifer and Voth. Second free throw. Good here by Allison Grable. Four in the quarter for Grable. She's got 16 in the game. In the corner, Flores drives baseline, cut off by Williams. Her pass taken away by Troy. It's Haley Williams with the steal. Turnover number 20. On Gossel. Now Whetstone to the left wing. It's Groff. Dribbles between her legs. Into the short corner it goes. Williams head fakes. Drives baseline. Nice attack by Haley Williams, who banks it home.
Good strong drive with her left hand to the baseline. Nice soft finish for Haley Williams.
She's got six. A smile on her face. Now you're just seeing these Troy girls right now, Boz, playing so free out on that floor.
You know, the best thing I remember when I was coaching, if your girls are smiling, if they're having fun, great things are going to happen.
Three on the way by Gossel. Senior Haley Rosefeld with short rebound by Groff. Haley up the floor. Left on the left wing. Now she skips it to the top. Nicole Judd. Now Whetstone gets it. Drives into the lane. Slides past the defender. Her shot missed. Tipped out. Grable's got it. Alley driving right lane line. Kicks it out. Haley Groff, a right wing three. No. Rebound tapped around. Another rebound offensively by Alley Grable. Now a baseline drive. Whetstone steps around a defender. Shot missed. Gets her own rebound, though. Ball on the deck. Picked up by Groff. Now Grable. She'll try to finish this for Troy. And a foul will be called on the shot. And Alley will go back to the line for two.
Three extra possessions in that offensive possession alone. Just doing great work on the glass. And crazy thing, like Harper missed a shot. Didn't go up and grab herself. She tipped it out to one of her teammates. And they just kept getting rebounds and attacking the rim.
First free throw by Grable is good. Allie's having a career-style game here tonight. That foul on Abigail Johnson, her fourth for the 5'6" junior. 69-27, 2:47 to go. One more free throw here for Grable. On the way, and it rattles home. Grable now with 18 in the game. It's 70-27. Troy with 2:45 to go in the third. Pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Gossel. On the floor for the Trojans. Same starting five. Groff, Whetstone, Grable, Haley Williams, and Nicole Judd.
Flores gets the trigger from the sideline into the corner. It goes to Rosefeld. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Great defense here by Groff. Gets it off. Dirksen, her shot missed. Rebound tipped out to Wetstein. Here comes Harper looking to push. Left lane line drive off the window. No, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two.
With just another transition bucket. A little bit of a long rebound that time. Harper gets it. Once she gets in the open court, you're just, it's tough to stop.
Wetstein at the line for two. Makes the first 82% foul shooter this season. 3 points here in the third for Harper, and make it four. 18 in the game to tie it with Allie Grable to lead the way here for the Trojans. 72-27, 2:23 to go in the third quarter. Into the short corner it comes to Rosefeld. Nice entry down low to Dirksen. Spinning around, needs some help, deflected out of bounds. It'll stay Gossel basketball.
One thing we talked about is the defense that Troy plays. They're not tall, Troy isn't. They're not incredibly long. But they play the gap so well, and they get so many deflections, it frustrates the offense when they see the pass they want to make, but they can't get it there.
Entry pass, here's Rosefeld, drives baseline, kick out, long two on the way, rattles in and out, rebound to Flores, a tie-up, or no, it'll be a foul called here on Troy. Believe it's going to be against Allie Grable. It'll be her second, team's first here in the third quarter. Triggering it in underneath the basket will be Flores, and a shot here by Dirksen is no good, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two as Wetstein called for that one, her second.
Harper got tricked a little bit there. They ran a stack, Gossel did, right in the center lane. The front girl went left, back girl went right. The middle one stayed right where she was. Harper bit on the second girl that cut, left the middle one wide open.
Dirksen makes the first, has one more coming here. She's got five in the game. Second free throw. Rattles out of there. Rebound tapped out by Grable into the hands of Harper Wetstein. Up to Nicole Judd on the left wing. Under 2 minutes to go. Quarter number three, 72-28. Here's Grom. Aggressive tack. My goodness, Baj. You talked about her many times tonight. Putting her head down, getting into the lane.
Well, the one thing you can do when your defense, there's no help side. Once you beat your defender and you get in the paint, there's nobody there. So it's been wide open layups all night for Haley Grom.
Rosefeld misses the bunny. Rebound to Gosselville, and they try to throw it to a teammate, and they fall out of bounds. Keeping it alive, tapped out of bounds. It'll be Troy basketball. Turnover number 21 here on the Bluebirds. 74-28. Mackenzie Voth back into the game here for Gossel. She replaces Jenna Flaming. 1:32 to go here in this third frame. So unless something crazy happens in the next 90 seconds, pause, it will be a running clock in the fourth quarter in the postseason still, yeah? Grable, right lane line, throws it off the window and in. When you're having your kind of a night, Allie Grable, things are going to go your way.
It's going to work. Caught the ball in the middle of the lane, little reverse drop step, and then a soft kiss off the window.
20 points in the game, and now she forces the turnover. Number 22, right back to her. Right lane line drive, layup missed. Rebound, Wetstein. Her putback is good. Harper now
sharing the love a little bit.
She's got 18 in the game. Grable with 20. Wetstein with 18. Groff's got 17. And then Nicole Judd, 15 all in the first half. Right wing three on the way here by the Bluebirds. Too strong. That was from Johnson. Rebound by Dirksen. Her putback no. Gets another opportunity. Still can't get it to drop. And Wetstein with the rebound. Jump ball possession will go to Troy. They call a foul there on Gossel. Sophia Flores called for the hold on that rebound attempt.
Can put Harper back at the line, but that's kind of been the way it's been for Gossel tonight. Really good, wide-open look from the corner. Couldn't make the shot. Got an offensive rebound. Missed the putback. Got another offensive rebound. Just couldn't finish.
Two tosses here from Wetstein. Misses the first. One more coming here for Harper. Haley Williams out. Haley Groff out. Tyler Luebke back in. Lena Weidmer, back in as well. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wetstein makes the second. Gives her 21 in the game now. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 79-28 Troy. Schmidt, far corner three on the way. She's hit two from there in this third quarter. This one missed. Rebound to Cole Judd for the Trojans. Nicole quickly into the front court. Picks up her dribble on the left wing. Needs help. Down low to Lukey. Nice seal on that attack. There she is.
Great play.
Makes the basket and the foul.
The best part about that, Lukey, she had position. The defense tried to high side wrap around. Lukey didn't let her. She stepped over her, able to receive the pass, and then the easy drop step for a bucket.
Free throw on the way. Off the back rim, no. Rebound to Gossel. Schmidt. 10 seconds to go in the third period. 81-28, Gossel. High post to Flores. Pass to the top of the key, taken away by Westside. She's got 3 seconds to work with. 2 seconds. One. And she'll fire up a three at the buzzer. In and out. But we reached the end of the third period, and it's 81-28. The Lady Trojans from Troy holding fast here at home in the 1A D1 Girls Substate Semifinals. We're back after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back in Troy, Kansas, girls 1A Division I Substate semifinal action here at Troy High School. Jacob Boss with you, Megan Sturton back in studio. About to start the fourth quarter here. 81-28. Lady Trojans leading Gossel here. And starting your fourth quarter out will be Harper Wettstein out on the floor with Lena Weidmer, as well as Allie Grable, Nicole Judd, and Kyler Ludke. Wettstein quickly goes for a steal. And she's going to pick up a foul here into the backcourt. It'll be Wettstein's third. And I think that was on purpose to get Harper out of this ball game. As she comes out, Elliot Geiger will come in for the first time tonight. Again, this is senior night, basically, here for the Trojan girls. Okay, because these girls, they all three just kissed their hand and put it down to the Trojan logo at center court. All three, Harper Wettstein, Allie Grable, and Nicole Judd playing their final game here at Troy High School. Kyla Lukey, she comes out as well. So we'll reset your lineups here for Troy. Ella Grable into the game now for the first time. She's joining Lena Weidmer as well as Elliot Geiger. Also on the floor for the first time tonight will be Avery Kostman and Ava Marriott for the Trojans. Running clock here in this fourth quarter. So the Knights are done for Wettstein, Groff, Judd, Williams, and Grable, the starting five. And what a night they put for this final home game of this season. Three on the way by Schmidt, and Gossel goes out of bounds to the Trojans. Lukey will check back in. She replaces Marriott here. Again, this is the Clifton Clyde Substate. So Troy with the win here tonight, they will travel to play the winner of Wabunsee-Rule Vista for a sub-state championship game on Saturday. Entry pass to Lukey. She's fouled. Will go to the line to shoot two. That's the fifth foul on Abigail Johnson. So the juniors' season will come to a close with 6 minutes to go here in this final quarter. But Lukey, 2 points on the night, trying to get a couple more here. This free throw spins around and drops. Marriott will come back in. She replaces Avery Kostman. So it'll be a consistent subs, I feel like, for the next 5:40 as the clock continues to run here. Lukey's second free throw is good. So Kyler goes 2 for 2. She's got 3 in the game now. It's 83-28 with 5.5 to go. An invaluable experience being able to be had here as a turnover on Gossel. Give it back to Troy for these younger Troy players.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what you want. In a sub-state matchup, your starters come out, they get a big lead, you get an opportunity to get into a state game, even though the score, it's out of hand. But you're on the court, you're playing in a sub-state game, it's something that you can build on and look forward to.
in the coming years.
Nice attack here by Weidmerch.
I like
she
it.
Takes it home.
Lena, the 5'3" freshman, getting her name in the scorebook.
Well, look at all the girls she's looking up to, watching Harper Westheim do that. Allison Grable, Nicole Judd, Haley Groff. She's got lots of girls that she sees do that on a day-to-day basis.
Both her three off the mark hits the antenna, but the cable above the backboard.
Cable's better word.
Yeah, way more better word. Ella Grable will come out. Back in will be Elliot Geiger. 4.5 to go in this one. Again, Troy will be playing either Wabunsee or Rural Vista on Saturday. That game time yet to be determined still. Should know that as early as it could be actually announced later tonight. But that will be from the Clifton Clyde substate. Trojans in the front court. Here's Geiger dribbling into the lane. Pop free. Turnover here on the Trojans. Up the court, here comes Gossel. Dirksen's layup missed. Rebound fought for, out of bounds. It'll stay Gossel basketball.
Well, that's one thing you can see, too. If you're the group of girls that's on the court right now, some of the younger girls, when they are offensively, you'll watch them play, and they're just not as strong with the ball.
Yeah.
Something they'll work on and get better over the summer and into next season.
Oliver into the corner. Dirksen will fire a three off the back heel. Rebound tapped around, and it'll be a foul here on Gossel. Just the second team foul, so no free throws. Elliot Geiger will throw it in. Again, it's Geiger with Weidmer on the floor with Ava Marriott, Avery Kostman, and Kyler Lukey for the Trojans. Here's Lukey. She'll fire left wing three. And look good, and it hits bottom.
Wow. Boy, you want to bottle up whatever's going on tonight and take that into next week.
88-28. 3:10 to go. Three on the way by both, and that's good. That's her fourth three of the game, and she's a good-looking freshman for this Gossel team.
I told you, watching her shoot the ball in pregame warm-up, she was pretty confident, comfortable shooting beyond the arc.
Kostman, a deep two, no. Marriott fighting for the rebound. Ball's free. Into the first row it goes. It'll be to Gossel with under 3 minutes to go now. Ella Grable back in. Marriott will come out. Marriott, just a sophomore. Grable, a freshman. Lukey, a sophomore. Kostman, a sophomore. Elliot Geiger, a freshman. Weidmer is a freshman. A lot of youth experience. Three on the way from Vogt from the far corner. My goodness,
that's that tough guard. When the ball goes from the point to the wing on that zone has to defend the wing. Then it goes quickly to the corner, and you're asking that wing defender to go from the wing and drop all the way to the corner. That's tough.
She's got 15 now. Here's Weidmer out to Lukey. Tyler with it. Squares up, another three on the way! Hold it! Tyler Lukey, her second triple, and that's 91-34. You listen to Boz and I, Lukey with a turnover. Great steal by Kyler. Up the floor, Elliott, she'll fire a long two. No, rebound to Lukey in the short corner. But we say when teams score high volumes, there's burgers. Lukey, she'll fire another left wing three. That one's short. And she's just smiling. She's exhausted right now. Boz, this isn't a burger. This isn't a double. This is a triple burger put up here by the Trojans.
Yeah, pretty impressive offensive showing tonight from Troy.
Rosefeld will fire a three. The lone senior for Gossel. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll stay Gossel basketball with a minute 20 to go. Clock continues to move here as Lukey will come out. Marriott comes back in, and Gossel will empty their bench as well with 65 seconds to go in this one. 91-34, Trojans with the lead. Three on the way from the near corner by Flaming. That's her second triple of the game. She's got six. Under a minute to go for Troy. Who are you trying to get a shot off here with? I feel like these,
any one of them. Be aggressive like that. Get to the rim. There
you
go.
Elliot Geiger. And this might be the final few seconds of this ball game here. Going to the free throw line to shoot two. 40 seconds, clock moving. Elliot Geiger, 5'5" freshman, younger sister of Henry. Southpaw's first free throw off the back heel. See how confident I was right there? I already gave her that.
Yeah, she's going to make this one.
Second toss from Geiger. No good, but rebound picked up there by Ella Grable. Ball free on the deck, picked up by Gossel. 10 seconds to go in this one. And a foul will be called here on Troy, and that will be your ball game.
Let's see. They could let him shoot the free throws. We'll see if they'll let that happen, and they will not. Your final score from Troy. No, this is not me not reading the numbers correctly, but the Trojans move on to the sub-state championship game Saturday. They defeat Gossel 91-37. We're back with the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner-agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome into the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show here on FM 103.9 KNZA. You're listening to High School Hoops. It's 1A Division 1 Girls Substate Semifinal from the Clifton Clyde Substate here in Troy, America. The 4th-seeded Trojans hosting the Gossel Bluebirds, the 5th seed. And the Troy girls dominate tonight 91-37. The Troy girls improved now on the season to 17-6. The two-time defending NEKL regular season champions have their season extended until Saturday as they knock off Gossel tonight here this evening. Jacob Bonds with you, Megan Sturton back in studios. And again, welcome into the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're looking for residential, agriculture, or hunting land, use the best in the business online at Be Outdoors. realestate.com. Well, Boz, we're going to get into our statistics here in just a little bit. You need some more time to tally up there. I can tell that you're
keep talking. You're
crunching numbers pretty hard right there, my man. While you're actually doing that, I'm going to steal your headset because we got head coach Derek Jasper so gracious enough to join us here in the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show here tonight. But again, our final statistics are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Member firms Holton Tax Services with Mike Tank and Kay Onler and Michelle Callison, and NEK Tax Services of Holton with Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockhoff. And Coach, man, what a ball game. Your girls hang 91. As we say on our show every Friday night, that's a triple burger, my man, here this evening.
I'd like to eat one right now if you can find one.
We're hungry. We'll figure something out for you. But the first question I'm going to ask of you is the fact that tonight you had five different players score in double figures tonight, including one of them, a sophomore, off the bench. What did you see tonight from your perspective on your girls?
Well, it's a lot of fun when the ball goes in the hole, and we all know that that doesn't happen every night. It doesn't happen very often, but, man, when everything's going in like it was tonight, they're a lot of fun to watch. I wasn't very happy with their defense in the first half, we gave up 21, but
yeah.
When you had 56 on the board at half, you knew we were playing well, sharing the ball pretty well,
yeah.
Actually, you know. I mean, Harper didn't make a three.
Right.
She was about the only one that didn't, but
right.
She got hers and played well, and she was giving it up. So what a night for our two seniors that don't get a lot of recognition. Allison Grable, 20 points.
Yep.
On her last game on this floor. Nicole Judd, 5 threes all in the first half. In her last game here, and of course Harper was great in her last game here. So it's fun when your seniors get to go out and play their last game in this gym where we've worked so hard to get back to where we've been the last couple of years. So fun to see them get to enjoy that and have some success here in the last home game.
Yeah, you talk about defense. You gave up 21, but really this game was 12-6 midway point of the first quarter, and your defense really kind of turned it up, forcing turnovers, getting run out opportunities. What did you see flip with this game with your girls when they started feeling a lot more confident midway point of that first quarter?
Yeah, it was contagious, wasn't it? I mean, offensively for sure. Our energy was great on defense. We just lost number three a couple times, and she's a great young shooter. Mm. My goodness, we couldn't lose her, so we kind of got that figured out. I thought we had that figured out before the game, but sometimes they don't listen to me. But, we finally got that figured out, and then some things picked up. And they had trouble with our pressure a little bit, and then when we dropped off that pressure, and still played pretty good half-court defense, but it was all about offense tonight. I mean, we were scoring, and then that makes defense a little bit easier, and you just feed off that energy. What a great crowd, too. Our student section, I heard them chanting Jake and Boss, so that was a good
one. Oh, I didn't even hear that.
They might not have been loud enough, but they were right in my ear. So they were happy to see you guys also.
21 for Harper, 20 for Allie Grable, 17 for Haley Groff, 15 for Nicole Judd, 10 for Kyler Lukey, 6 Haley Williams, and 2 for Lena. Just, again, the balance is great and everything. Boz was talking about this in the broadcast, about this is that time of year you want to see teams gelling and being excited and seeing them score like that. What kind of energy can this prove for your team going into Saturday?
Well, it hopefully gives our other girls a lot of confidence. If we're going to get to Saturday, and I assume we'll be playing with Muncie, and, you know, if they watch that film, you know, maybe they don't concentrate on Harper as much, you know, or maybe they don't junk us, if they see what everybody else can do, and so that's a good thing, you know, as far as people scouting us, and, you know, just the confidence. I think, you know, Nicole Judd has been confident all week. She said she was back, and she was, and Allison hitting 2 threes. I think she's 3 for 21.
She was
3 for 21 on the
Thank
year.
Thank you for the stats for sending that to
we've
me.
We've got a special play for her, and she said we got to run that thing, and we did. She got a couple of them, so that was fun. And Haley Groff, I thought, was great too. The way she just attacked the basket. Their help defense wasn't great, so there were some lanes open in there. Man, she was on the attack. Haley Williams, it looks like she's getting better and better every game too. And Kyler Lutzke, we're going to need her off the bench.
Yeah.
She's been injured. She still doesn't move well, but she has the potential to score a little bit inside and out and help us to rebound. So we're going to need all that and more, you know, going out to Clifton Clyde Saturday, whoever we're playing.
Last question. I'll let you get and get ready for your Monday night off and then get back at it tomorrow. But, you know, Clifton Clyde, you coach in the Twin Valley League for a long time. Familiarity with that gym, even though it's quote-unquote a neutral site. Does that have any factor in for your guys' team as you guys head out there on Saturday?
No, probably not. I mean, we've played there. Our seniors have played there a couple times, and, you know, it's a great setup, too. Still a long road trip for us, too, about 2 hours and 45 minutes, but we're kind of used to that. So maybe that'll help us a little bit. I don't know. We'll get into it a little bit more on what we need to do. I haven't looked at even any of our possible opponents yet. You know, we want to take them one at a time, not look ahead, and we've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
You know, we got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before we play on Saturday. So another kind of long stretch, but, you know, we get in and get some scouting done on whoever our opponent is, and, you know, we got a chip in the chair. That's what, you know, that shout out to BTAD. He said, we always got a chip in the chair, and we got, you know, if we shoot the ball like that, we'll be tough, but it's going to be a better opponent for sure. We all know that, but it's one game for a state tournament berth, and you can't ask for anything more than that.
That's right. Hey, head coach Derek Jasper, 91-37. Congratulations, my friend.
Thanks for coming down, guys.
Appreciate
you.
Yeah, no problem at all. That was head coach Derek Jasper of the Troy Trojans. Rolling on here in our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Again, I gave you the final statistics, scoring for Troy. Harper leading the way, 21 for her. Haley Groff was 17. 20 for Allison Grable. 15 for Nicole Judd. Kyler Lipke with 10. 6 for Haley Williams and 2 for Lena Widmer for the Lady Trojans. Leading the way for Gossel tonight. No surprise on this one. 15 for Mackenzie Vo. She had five three-pointers in the ball game for Gossel, six for Jaylee Schmidt, six for Jenna Flaming, and then it drops down to three for Claire Clawson, and Delaney Dirksen finished the night with three as well. Baza, your statistical categories, man, there's a lot of ink on that paper I'm looking at right now, but as you're reading this, make sure you're thinking, too, who you're going to be picking for Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
Okay.
Player to bank on, but other statistics that you've kept here tonight.
Well, I mean, this was obviously pretty lopsided. The scoreboard showed it, but really impressive output tonight from Troy. They were 62% from the field shooting. That's ridiculous. That is a ridiculous number.
Yeah.
33 of 53. I mean, there's teams that don't get 53 shots up in two games.
No.
They did that in one game, and they made 62% of them. Really, the second half, I mean, they were on fire. They were 77% from inside the arc.
Mm.
Very, very efficient. 40% beyond the arc. 67% total from the field in the second half.
6-7?
Something like that.
Okay.
They just shot the ball really, really well tonight. On the flip side, Gossel, obviously they did not play. I wouldn't say they didn't play great.
Yeah.
But I think they kind of ran into a buzzsaw tonight with Troy. Sometimes you come onto a gym floor like that and everything goes your opponent's way. I think part of the reason why Gossel did not shoot the ball well was the defensive pressure from Troy. They frustrated them all night. Their defense forced 24 turnovers from Gossel, and that led to a ton of transition buckets for Troy. Second half, you know, Coach Jasper said he wasn't real happy about their defense in the first half. Gossel shot 44%. Girls listened to him, I guess. They shot 24% in the second half, so they were 33% from the game. The other big statistic, two of them really, Troy had 21 rebounds, out-rebounded Gossel 21-13. They had 8 offensive rebounds, and then they had 12 steals.
Mm.
Gossel had 24 turnovers, but 12 of those were actually steals where they got them, got out in transition, when like Gossel just threw it out of bounds. So just a really good all-around effort, and Coach talked about it, just the girls playing aggressive, their defensive effort. If you're Coach Jasper, these are the things right now, at this point in your season, you got to be excited about.
Yeah.
It's tough to play really well every night, but, man, sometimes this kind of confidence, it just can keep going to the next game, and they're going to need it. They're going to play regardless of who it is. It's going to be a good team. It's a sub-state final.
Well, we know who it is. It's going to be Waubonsie as they upend Rural Vista tonight, 74-25. And so a couple of teams in Waubonsie and this Troy Trojan team that just obliterate their semifinal opponents here tonight in their each final home games of their season. It'll be the top seed and one of the top-ranked teams in Class 1A Division 1, Waubonsie, against the 4th seed, the Troy Trojans, in the sub-state final on Saturday. This will be at Clifton Clyde. Game time still to be determined for that one because, again, that same floor, it'll have the Centralia Panthers as they upend Frankfort tonight, 70-21. Centralia plays the winner of Opie, Clifton Clyde. Again, this is the Clifton Clyde sub-state, so Saturday it'll be this Troy Trojan team taking on Waubonsie, the Chargers, and we've talked about this Waubonsie team. We broadcasted who are now seniors for Waubonsie, and you are very familiar with that head coach from Waubonsie as well, a very formidable opponent in the sub-state title game.
Yeah, Coach Jared Schultz, I've got some history with him. He helped me coach summer teams for years. His daughter, Carson Schultz, really good basketball player. They're a good team that has all the pieces, and when I say that, I mean they've got good size. We saw it when they were freshmen, and they were on the court as freshmen being dominant.
Right.
Now they're seniors. They also have good guards that can handle the ball, distribute the ball, run an offense, execute. It's going to be a tall task, but again, you never know what can happen. And if Troy plays like they did tonight with that energy, the defensive pressure, anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Waubonsie, Troy, your matchup in the 1A Division 1 girls, Clifton Clyde, this side of the sub-state title game on Saturday. Centralia, they'll play either Opie or Clifton Clyde in their side of that sub-state championship tilt. Now tell me, Boz, we have one more order of business to do here in the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show. That's our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Player of the game here tonight, who you got to go with?
Now, come on.
when you said that, is there any question? And there's a bunch of girls here that played really well. Allison Grable, Haley Groff, Harper Wettstein. But my choice tonight is Nicole Judd. She played extremely well. I mentioned it in pregame. Who's the girl that's going to step up and knock down some shots?
Yeah.
Not just score offensively, be able to make long-range shots that can stretch a defense. And Nicole Judd, she was on fire. Like, I love those moments where it just feels right. You catch and shoot. You don't think about it. And, man, the smile on her face when she got hot and started knocking down her fourth, fifth three in the first half.
Yes.
All five threes first half really got separation from Gossel with her production.
5 for 7 from behind the half moon was Nicole Judd. She is your Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha player to bank on here tonight. So once again, your final score here from Troy. It was the Trojans 91 and Gossel 37. The Trojans move on to the sub-state championship game on Saturday in Clifton Clyde against Wabunsee. It'll be a great one, and this Troy team will try to go back-to-back to the state tournament for the first time in program history. For Megan Sturton back in studio, for my partner Boz, this is Jake. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great night, everybody.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.